Do not struggle so, Fudgy. You know how you cannot abide evidence of chafing, and I will not heal you if you disobey me. Good man, I shall be but a moment. 29 May, 2011. Rita Skeeter, Editor, Phoenix Publishing, 18A Diagon Alley, London. My darling Rita. Oh dear, how silly of me to have failed to mention the modifications that I made to the Phoenix draft before taking my leave of Feathers. But they were sincerely meant ones, you see, for I did spy how Mr. Wand enjoyed his inspiration all unpricked upon occasion. Tell me truthfully, for you understand how all forms of deceit are anathema to me. Has ever a wizard enjoyed such a bosom as the one Mr. Inspiration is sporting now? Certainly not for as long, I believe, as Polyjuice's potency is nothing to that of my Phoenix draft. Of course, I do understand why some of my old guests might be taken aback, or in whatever manner, to find themselves as Tiresias. But then, as I always say, some people have no appreciation for the classics and will not accept change without a well-positioned nudge. That these same guests have a deep knowledge of wizard law is unfortunate, but perhaps matters will not come to a head before I can provide the antidote that will restore Mr. Inspirations. Oh yes, I did brew an antidote, for you know how I have never enjoyed petting pussy as much as some, and by the tone of your latest howler, it seems that Mr. Wand has rigidly fixed upon the idea of sheathing his own in heroic buttocks again, as opposed to what must be a rather fascinating fanny. I will send him with my compliments and at no charge, for you remember what a gentle, sentimental creature I am, my brewing notes detailing my happy little elixir as soon as Mr. Wand thrusts my manuscript forward for collection. I trust that he shall see reason in this trifling matter, particularly when you inform him that his dearest girl, will be increasing her cup sizes for the next 7 years unless and until she receives my remarkable restorative. Do tell Mr. Wand not to fret over much about the loss of my manuscript, for I am of a mind to transfigure my memoirs into a work of fiction. Everyone knows what magnificent liars novelists are, and I shall find it fulfilling indeed to allow my readers to believe that I have produced such a prodigious number of juicy tales. I am only sorry that I cannot see them, the unplotting plays hell was crying. Ah, but one must not dwell on old flames. No, indeed, not when Fudgy is looking at me with such yearning in his eyes. Remember our little game with the ginger? Of course you do. You always did enjoy Beatrice. Give everyone my love. 1 teaspoon at a time and for 12 hours together without fail. And remember me, a brewer of more than discourse, as you finish drinking your morning tea. As it happens, it too is a blend of mine, but I assure you that it will not cause you to unceasingly pluck. Tempus fugit, dear girl. All my very best, Laid. Where is my head? No, Rita, that is not a rhetorical question. Two things. The doxy will know how to find me. Do not attempt to do the same. You certainly should not be overexerting yourself just now. And thank you again for your marvelous wedding gift of the dictaquil. I have found more uses for it than I can count. In truth, this fact pains me slightly, for I am an accomplished counter, but only just, as I find that retirement agrees with me. Now then, Fudgy, where were we? Oh, I remember. I was giving you time to think about your intercourse with my sister Mary, to whom you wrote the most astonishing missives. Perhaps you would enjoy a demonstration worthy of true astonishment, then? Yes, you need one.